We're doing the Nevi Yeshayahu. We're up to what they call the 41st chapter, the first pasuk. Hachrishu einayim. Be silent and listen to me, you islands. He's talking to the nations, or the people who inhabit the islands. Ul'umim yachalifu koach. And the nations will renew their strength as they try to answer me. Hashem is going to argue with the nations, and Hashem says, listen to me, and then try to defend yourself. Yigishu az yedaberu. Come forward and listen to my claim against you, Hashem says to the nations. And then, after you've heard my claim, yachdav lemishpat nikrava. We'll go together and judge what you can answer against my claims. Hashem says, I'm going to lay out my claims against the nations, and after you hear me, I want to hear if you have answers. The nations claimed Hashem couldn't save Israel from their hands. This was a recurring theme in history. Hashem says, who is the one who aroused someone from the far east? That's Avraham Avinu. From the east, from Aram, Tzedek Yikrayu Leraglo, a man who wherever he went would bring with him justice, would bring with him honesty. Who aroused him to come into Israel, to leave the nations that oppressed him? Yitain Lifanav Goyim Umlachim Yahad. Who allowed him to be victorious over kings? Kedor Laomer. Four kings, right? Four kings who were more powerful than five kings. And he took control. And when he finished the war, all the kings of the area appointed him as the prime leader, right? They had a UN, and they appointed Avraham Avinu in charge of everyone. Yitain kafal chalbo, kekashnidaf kashto. His sword would knock down people like the dust. His arrows would knock down people as though they were hay flying in the wind. When Avraham went to war, people were covering the floor as though they were the dust of the earth. Now this pasuk is the source for the midrash that Avraham threw sand and it turned into swords. He threw hay and it turned into arrows. Because the pasuk says his sword was like dust, his arrow was like his bow was like hay. So the basic understanding of the verse is, like we said initially, he was able to defeat the enemy, and there were so many people on the field that it was as though his sword had made them into dust. It was as though his arrow had made them into hay that was flying around. Yes?
That it's a recurring theme, they continually get proven wrong. Why is that not taken as a lesson?
I didn't follow.
That there's a recurring theme that the nations say that Hashem can't save us from them, and yet they're continually proven wrong. Why is that not taken as a lesson? That it's kind of like a proof by example.
About us, you're saying.
Yeah.
So the Rimon Shalom goes back to Avraham Avinu. I think, if you bear in mind that Yeshaya is talking before the destruction of the first temple, you're talking in hindsight, right? It's been a few thousand years. Yirdefem Ya'avor Shalom. Avram chased the kings and he passed in peace. Orach beraglav lo yavo. And he was traveling in unchartered territory. Orach Biraglav lo yavo, a path which he had never traveled before. That's a much more difficult war. You don't know the terrain. And still, Avraham was victorious over them. If this prophecy is to be understood as a continuation of the previous one, in the previous prophecy, Yeshaya had spoken to the people and said, don't give up hope. As hard as it's going to be among the nations, remember all the awesome things that I've done in this world on the planet. And from that you should derive strength to know that I can take care of you and you will last, in spite of the oppression of the prolonged exile. So if this is a continuation, so the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, and if you want to see how we have an answer for the nations, look at your own history. Your progenitor, Avraham Avinu, the patriarch. Avraham Avinu was also against all odds, and look at how he succeeded. Mifa'al ve'asa korei adorot merosh. Who did all of this? Hashem says, it is I who plans the generations before they come to the world. I knew how many generations were yet to come out of Avraham, and so I ensured he would have these successes. Ani Adonai Rishon. It is I, says Hashem, I precede all of mankind, all the generations. Ve'et achonim anihu, and I am the same one who will be there with the last generations. Ra'u ihim ve'yira'u. So now Hashem turns back to the nations and he says, when nations saw how Avraham Avinu was successful, unnaturally successful, they all feared. Kitzot ha'aretz yechiradu. From the edges of the land, people trembled. Karivu vayetayun. So they came to Avraham Avinu, and they asked him, let us come close to you. We're not interested in making war with you. And they saw his success that was unnatural, so they said, let's come close to this man. Ishet re'ehu ya'azoru. Ul'achiv yomar chazak. Even though they saw Avraham's unnatural successes, they banded together in their idol worship. Ish et re'ehu ya'azoru. They strengthened one another. Avraham has his successes, but we could still worship our idol. And so the masses tried to convince one another, ish et re'ehu ya'azoru, to help one another. Don't give up now. Just because God's revealing himself with Avram doesn't mean our gods are lies. That's not true. So they strengthen one another to say, let's just strengthen our belief in these idols. So the man who used to, the carpenter who made idols out of wood, strengthened the blacksmith who made idols out of metal. Vaychazek charash, the carpenter strengthened etzoref, he strengthened the blacksmith, and he, the machlik patish, the person whose job it was to hit on the anvil, to hit the metal into the right shape, he strengthened holim pam, the man who hit on a different type of anvil called a palm. So each one strengthened the other one. Omer ladevik tovu. When they'd put on the pieces, the fine lining of gold and silver that they had knocked down on the anvil and adorned the idol with it, they'd say, ah, here now it's stuck on well. Look at how nice the idol is. And then he strengthens the adornments on the idols, but he doesn't let go. Meaning people will very often be proven to their face, look, what you're believing in is wrong. So they find ways to avoid it and go back to what they believed all along. That's what the Navi is describing here. So the pagans are strengthening one another. Yes, Avraham Avinu seems to be successful. Okay. We'll just strengthen our beliefs. V'ata Yisrael avdi, but you Israel, my servant, you're not that way. Yaakov asher b'chartikha, I've chosen you. You've been chosen as my nation. Zera Avraham o'avi, because you are the descendant of Avraham who loved me, who pursued the truth relentlessly. And he did not say, well, this is what my father and my family and everyone else is doing. No, you are his descendants. Asher echazakticha miketzot haaretz umeatzilei hakiraticha. I've taken you from the edges of the land. I've brought you back into Israel. I've taken you from the most powerful people of the land. Here you have the word atzil. That's used in modern Hebrew. In Tanakh, atzil is the nobles of the land. In Hebrew, you have the atzilut is a certain level of refinement that a person has. It's in modern Hebrew, but in Tanakh, atzileh are the nobles of the land. ואומר לך עבדי אתה בחרתיך ולא מאסתיך. And I declared you are my servant, I've chosen you forever, and in spite of the length of your exile, I have not been disgusted by you. אל תירא כי אימך אני, אל תשתה כי אני אלוהיך. Hashem says, fear not, I am still with you. Don't leave me, as you think it's been such a long exile. I am still with you, Hashem says. Imatzticha, afazarticha, aftemachticha, bimin tzidki. Imatzticha, I am strengthening you with my words now. In modern Hebrew, le'ametz means to adopt. But in ancient Hebrew, le'ametz means to embolden, to strengthen. Imatzticha, like chazak ve'ematz. Imatzticha, in ancient Hebrew, means I've strengthened you, I've emboldened you. Af azarticha, I've helped you, I've supported you throughout these times. Af temachticha, I've been your support. Bimin tzidki, in spite of the enemies that are persecuting you, Hashem says, I've ensured that Israel will exist. They won't succeed in annihilating you. Yes? Where did you have Asher? I think the Malbim explains that Ometz is internal strength. Chozek is the power, Ometz is the bravery, the internal strength. I think so.
Is Ometz also courage?
That matches, yeah. Okay, well, we'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem, in 2 weeks. Next.